Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is indeed a shout-out Friday from the 469. I really like this one. Shout-out to my mom. It is her birthday today, and she is a Tolo. Her name is Cindy, and she is turning none of your damn business. Yeah. But shout-out to Tolo Cindy for your birthday. I hope it is a great one. From the 940, shout-out to my beautiful wife. She won't hear this because she's a teacher and is on summer break. Well, then she should definitely be listening.
Why is she not told one then?
But I want everyone else to know how much I love her. That's from Tim. Aww. That's nice.
Was that Cindy with an I or a Y?
It was with a Y.
Okay.
Because you think the I's are trouble? Man.
No, they are.
We've really dropped the ball here, and this should have been a Fred segment. And you know what? We might turn it into a Fred segment. Oh, before God. We go any further,
yeah.
Do you have any other romance tips or name tips? That you
I don't
share?
Look, I don't just volunteer them. I tip it unless you ask me for them or if somebody like throws something out. And then like last night, for instance, we as part of our, you know, do so the top five last night was in honor of Mike Williams, who did, you know what, one practice for the Chargers this week and said, you know what, I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling it a career. He's made $83 million over the course of his NFL career. Good living. Good money if you can make it.
Neat.
All right? So the topic for our top five last night was top five things you've done once or would do once and call it a day.
Huh.
Okay? That's where our guy Dylon decided to, you know, incite violence against the rest of the production staff. Now, in fairness to him, I did instigate it. Now, that said.
And Blake couldn't have said, say, the S word on air because he did that twice.
Oh, yeah. And in fairness to Blake, he didn't know. He did not know.
No, I know. I heard him.
And you know what? Knowing Blake the way I do, I believe him.
I believe him, too.
Now, part of what makes the top five so great is our honorable mentions. Because sometimes the honorable mentions are even better than the top five. So one of my honorable mentions was come across a woman that says in her dating profile, my kids are my world. Okay?
Oh.
If a woman says to you, and you can say, and this can be in the wild, this can be on a dating profile. If a woman tells me her kids are her world, about face, get the hell out.
Because that means you went through that process and
I've lived it.
Yeah.
I've lived it.
And she nothing, really meant it.
You know what? It just means that those kids have that they rule the roost, all right? And you will never get a word in edgewise and there's a good chance that they're she's her friend and not an actual mother.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I like it.
So, good luck with that. And then the other one, dog mom.
Because that's not a thing.
No, it's not.
Your pet owner.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love dogs as much as the next guy. Okay.
I have two dogs.
Dogs are fantastic.
They are.
Okay. But they're not humans.
Agreed.
Okay. And I had a woman who had a kid refer to herself as a dog mom.
Can I ask you a question about that?
I'm like, you've got a human. You know that, right?
Did she ever say that the dog was that kid's brother or sister?
She did not.
Okay.
She did not. It didn't go that far.
Okay.
But it did. And I'll tell you what I told her off the air because I can't tell you what I said on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
I don't want to offend anybody, but I just, again, as someone who has two children of his own, and I understand for some people they don't have kids or can't have kids, that's a different conversation. But at the end of the day, I can't take my child to leave him at a boarding place for a weekend.
Right.
Leave them at grandma's.
Right.
Leave them at auntie's.
Right.
Can't leave them like that. Yeah. Or you should. Well, you could. Yeah. You can.
But you shouldn't.
Strongly recommend against.
So real quick, because I'm definitely going to want to get more relationship advice from Fred and Alec. I really think you should too.
We had a lot of people second last night the "my kids are my world" statement.
I get the logic behind that.
Yeah. Open your eyes, women.
Okay, from the we have too many broad based women thoughts as drops on this show.
That's the best drop I've heard since I've been at the Fan.
From the 972, this is from our buddy Ricardo. Yeah. So Ricardo showed up to all of our Buffalo Wild Wings stops with his grandmother.
Yeah.
And he would write shout outs on a napkin. Okay. And that's like instantly what I always think about him. So shout out to Sharon McLeod. She had a fall yesterday and is in the hospital with a bad lower back. If you went to any of these Buffalo Wild Wings, there's a good chance you know exactly who I'm talking about or saw it on the Fan cam or anything like that. So our prayers up for her as well. All right, Alec, I'm going to let you decide here. Do you want a football question discussion, and then maybe we'll dive into some of the Cowboy stuff, or do you want to go right back to Fred's tips on romance?
I know we have a job to do, so that side of me does say that we need some Cowboys questions and help people make some money, but I am intrigued by the other side of the coin.
Okay, well, let's... Maybe we'll try to hybrid this just like a little bit. Yeah, it's a hybrid theory.
Tie football in with romance.
Yeah,
football is romance. Huh,
it is.
If you ask me.
See, all right. Now we're on to something.
All right, what is your favorite team in all of the world?
That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one because
Stop. What is your favorite team in all of the world that you can give me a quick answer of?
Kansas basketball.
All right, Kansas basketball. If you met a woman who, I don't know, maybe they're a Duke fan or a Kansas State.
I'll do you one better. She's a Syracuse alum.
Okay, like a diehard.
Oh, and she's a diehard Syracuse alum. We lost to them in the championship in 03.
Is that a deal breaker for you?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because she's also very measured about it. Because, by the way, Syracuse sucks right now. So you got to take that into consideration.
Okay. Interesting. If Syracuse was good, would that change your opinion?
I would have to do less bleep talking.
Okay.
Have to do less bleep talking.
As we continue on this hybrid road.
Yeah.
Over under Jake Ferguson, 64 and a half receptions this year.
Great question. Do we think there's going to be enough balls to go around between him, Pickens and CeeDee Lamb?
And then there is the bonus question of how much more difficult does it become if your actual starting quarterback is not out there? So I think that's something you have to factor in as well.
Actually, I think if Joe Milton's out there, I think you would probably
throw the highest pass you've ever seen.
Well, but I mean, I think for, you know, a backup quarterback, I think, you know, a lot more dump offs, a little more checking down, so to speak, you will.
Do you think Ferguson in particular?
I say he'll go, I'm going to say he's going to go under just for, because George Pickens is going to eat into that.
Yeah.
Now, I do think he will have more yak. I do think, and we had Ben Troop on, former NFL tight end, friend of the show, who said, look, if you're Ferguson, you're eating this year.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get a lot of single coverage because you're not doubling Ferguson with Pickens and Lamb on the outside.
Okay, Alex, same question for you, but I'm going to add this as well. 64 and a half receptions, 575 and a half yards.
Ooh. Yeah. So career high in receptions is 71, and 23 is a little breakout year for him.
And then immediately slid back.
And then if you average his last two seasons, it's right at 65 receptions. I'm going to say over because I do have a little bit more confidence in the offense this year to kind of know what they want to do and actually establish that. I still think that one of the prettiest passes in all of the NFL right now belongs to Dak Prescott on that seam route.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I think that's going to work this year. I think it's going to exist a lot. So I'll go over on both. I really think if they want to make a playoff run this year, if they want to make the playoffs at all, Jake Ferguson needs to eclipse those numbers.
One more quick question on that front. Three and a half touchdowns.
Over.
Man, you were very definitive with
over.
That. Okay. Alec, agree?
I'd say over.
Okay.
He's hungry this year. He's got to be.
He better be.
He's got to be. And didn't his wife just get new boobs?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, is he married to one of the Cavenders?
One of the Cavender twins, yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know about you guys, but make me play better.
I bet it would, Fred.
Because I'm alone in this? I'm alone in this.
You know what, Fred? That's perfect for this hybrid segment.
It's what's on the inside, guys.
Yeah, you. So.
God.
What? Tell me why that's not okay. Does real or fake make a difference to you?
Gee. Yes.
Okay, please explain. Yes.
Ted Johnson and I almost came to a fisticuffs over this.
And it really seems like that's maybe your MO.
Well, I'll put it like this. Two times me and Ted Johnson, and if you know Ted Johnson, former middle linebacker for the New England Patriots, was part of their first three Super Bowls. Three things that made Ted almost want to beat me up. And Ted's every bit of 6'4", 250.
Yeah. All right?
Ted's a big dude. One, I called his coverage skills into question. Okay. Mm-hmm. We had a guy, Matt Murphy. Gavin knows exactly what I'm talking about. Salt of the earth dude, by the way. Mm-hmm. Matt Murphy, his son's going to play, I think, at OU. Stud pitcher. Big dude.
Yeah.
But he'll joke around with you that I was such a good tight end that by the end of my career, they moved me to the Buffalo Bills tried to move me to tackle. Okay?
Okay.
So I made a joke one day on air because Ted was sitting next to me and Murph was sitting across. And I said, if we lined you guys up at a empty field, Ted, could you cover Matt? And you'd have thought, Ted just didn't appreciate it.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
Murph thought it was hilarious. Ted did not. I also one time pissed him off when I said, hey, I think Nick Saban's going to be the next head coach of the Houston Texans back when the Bill O'Brien thing was going on.
Yeah.
Did not like that. I wouldn't back down from it. The other time,
good call,
non-sports related, we got into an argument about fake versus real.
Yeah.
And he talked about how he had bought his ex-wife at the time $10,000 boobs.
Oh, man.
And he said it's all
to
about
be fair,
the price.
I have no idea how much that...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
They're supposed to cost.
Well, it's like anything else, okay? You get what you pay for.
Okay.
Okay, you spend 10 G's, shouldn't notice the difference. Shouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah.
Okay, like I said, I'm more of an all-natural guy myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a firm grip. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Look.
You asked.
You're right.
You asked.
I have no one but to blame but myself in this scenario. I concede that. All right. So as long as we're talking about receiving yards,
yes.
Over under highest receiving yards from a single player for the season, 1,700.5. Now, I know earlier we talked about the possibility of a 2,000-yard season. So I'm setting, we're setting the over under at 1,700.5.
For one player.
For one.
No way. No.
Under. No?
Under.
Didn't we just see that? We've seen that.
Yeah, but you got CeeDee Lamb, you got George Pickens, you got Jake Ferguson. We're talking about the NFL.
This is cross the NFL.
Oh, as I was. My bad. I thought we were talking about the Cowboys. Oh,
cross
I got
the NFL.
Over.
Last year?
Over.
It was 1,708. Alec, over or under 1,700.5. For any receiver in the NFL.
Over, because Ja'Marr Chase is going to have to replicate it again because they're going to be playing from behind in almost every game at some point.
Oh,
because their defense is so bad. So he's going to get a lot of yards. So, yeah, I think it's going to happen again.
I'm going to give you a sleeper pick. Puka Nacua.
Interesting. Do you think, because of the new dynamic of what they've got going on there, that will free him up a
you
lot more?
You have got, because look, I think Cooper Kupp was, I don't want to say washed, but a shell of himself.
Okay.
The last couple seasons. And I think Devontae, who, by the way, looked pretty good in New York. Now, we forget, I mean, obviously, I think the first game or two, he obviously getting used to it, but had a pretty good stretch there the last five or six games down the stretch there with the Jets, okay? he still got plenty of gas left in the tank. Matt Stafford still has a good arm. I mean, that was pretty evident. You had two or three teams that still wanted him to play football for him. So, and I think Sean McVay, to me, outside of Andy Reid, is the best head coach in football.
Ooh, interesting. You think how good of a coach do you think Nick Sirianni is?
I think he's a lot better than people give him credit for.
Okay.
I really do. You don't win the way that guy wins by accident. Like the guy, do I like some of the antics with screaming at fans as you're walking out? No, I don't. But that team could have, I mean, he had a rough year 2 years ago when they started out 10-1 and everything kind of fell to the wayside the last, you know, whatever month. And I think they got beat in the first round of the playoffs. They beat the brakes off Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Okay.
Yes, like Nick Sirianni. They did. I mean,
Nick Sirianni, look at his record in the last three seasons.
So one more quick side question, because Zach Ertz said something about this. How much does it help a player if they're not only super talented, but they have the desire to be great? Because one of the things that Zach Ertz said about Jaden Daniels is he wants to be so great that it really resonates with the guys. How much does that add to your potential when you like, I want to be great?
I mean, I think that's everything. I mean, talent it can only get you so far.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what do we always hear? Talent plus preparation equals greatness or whatever it is. I mean, why do we think Tom Brady won as much as he did?
Sure. No, not I mean, just because he was only the most naturally talented.
And he wasn't even that talented. Yeah. All right? I mean, he was a six-round pick for a reason. All right? But the guy worked his ass off. Why do we think Pat Mahomes is so great? Okay? I mean, look, Jamarcus Russell is, I mean, let's juxtapose it, okay?
No, I
mean,
hear what you're saying.
You know
saying.
What I'm saying? So, no, I think when you put those things together, and again, I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a hellacious NFL football player, and we've already seen it in year one, and I don't think he's going to have the regression in year two that we saw with C.J. Stroud. I think that's an easy thing to look at, and I know a lot of people are saying that,
sure.
But I'm sorry, but Cliff Kingsbury, who I wouldn't want as my head coach, Cliff can coach some offense. All right, Bobby Slug, we didn't know from a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And there's, I mean, I'm sorry, but Cliff Kingsbury's got pelts on the wall when it comes to coaching up an offense.
This is very nice from the 903, but I'll also concede to the person who said our show is pretty racy today. Agreed. I'll let you figure out why that is.
I wonder.
From the 903, shout out to y'all. I typically cope with, they said, some of the anxiety issues and other stuff that they've had well enough and keep my follow-up appointments with my psychiatrist, etc. So it's not too extreme, but I'm dealing with some depression and anxiety symptoms today, given some things dear friends and close family are going through.
Yeah.
The anxiety is really trying to creep in. Y'all's mic woman drop and y'all's reaction to that literally made me laugh out loud. What a lovely spark of joy. Thanks, gentlemen. That is super nice.
It's fantastic.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, MLB players who are halfway. Okay, maybe a bit more than halfway history. Plus Masterpiece of the Week next right here on The Fan.
Raleigh with a fly ball. Left field sending Green back. That ball is gone! He's done it again! Cal Raleigh cannot be stopped.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know Fred is already looking forward to this experience from the 214. Can we have a KNC radio event at the Magic Time Machine? Imagine having to do Masterpiece of the Week at that place. That would be awesome.
So my buddy Dan, the transmission man, who's got us live and local, he's at Tolo now, and he said, ask him where the bathroom's at and see what happens. And then he just said, LOL. So I don't know if it's because he's been there.
At the Magic Time Machine?
At the Magic Time Machine.
I don't know if I've ever used the restroom at the Magic Time Machine.
Maybe that, therein lies the rub.
Okay, I'm not going to lie now. I'm super intrigued by that concept. As we're going to have Masterpiece of the Week in just a few minutes, but I wanted to throw this out there because some of the trends for the first half of the season are freaking incredible. And I wanted to go through a few of these players. We talked about this guy earlier. The most home runs ever in a season by a switch hitter, Mickey Mantle, with 54.
Okay.
The most home runs ever by a primary catcher is Salvador Perez with a 48. The highest WAR, if we want to really nerd out, B WAR, Mike Piazza at 8.7, Buster Posey with a 9.8 F war. Cal Raleigh is on pace to break every single one of those records, as well as the all-time AL home run record, which he is on pace for 64.
I don't think he's going to get that, though.
Okay, and I get that. And I understand the intrigue we have with the Mariners because of the divisional part of it. But do you have extra intrigue in specifically watching Cal Raleigh to see, or even box score watching Cal Raleigh to see
what those
numbers are?
I will, because I have been box score watching Cal Raleigh. Okay. I absolutely have. And I was at the Mariners game series, whatever it was, a couple weeks ago with my buddy Mike, and we got some really great tickets too, by the way. And you know, that was where they I think two of the three games went to extra innings or whatever it was.
Yes.
And so it was a hell of a series. It was just good, not from a Ranger standpoint, but I mean, obviously
baseball,
it sucked. Yeah. Lost 2-3, but yeah, just from a baseball perspective. So no, from anytime you get a chance to watch history, because I feel like nowadays. And they and the morning show talked about it. I mean, think about the last time. They said, Verlander was the last time you saw a 20-game winner in the AL. And wow. Strider was the last time you saw a 20-game winner in the NL, which I think was 2021.
Yeah.
So we're starting, you know, you think with all the performance enhancements of you know, better training and time off and that we're not seeing as many records broken. And with baseball, you certainly don't see it as much anymore. So, yes, I will absolutely be tuned in. Plus, I'm a Salvador Perez guy anyway. So, yes, I will pay attention to that.
Now, big counterpoint for Aaron Judge's AL MVP run. He's on pace to have 435 total bases this season.
That's a lot.
Do you know how long it's been since a player has gotten to 435?
Bo Jackson in 88.
I didn't say 45. I said 435.
Bo Jackson 89.
No!
Okay.
Well, and that's later. If I said it wasn't 88, why wouldn't you go 87?
I don't know.
Okay. It's Jimmy Fox in 1932.
Remember like it was yesterday.
Oh, of course.
It has been 93 years since a player has got that many bases. And the all-time record is Babe Ruth, 457 in 1921. So if you accomplish something that has never been done in 93 years to counter the best catcher season ever, that's
a tough
impressive.
One. Did you say Jimmy Fox or Jamie Fox?
Jimmy Fox.
Okay, wasn't sure. Shout out to Terrell, Texas.
What's your favorite Jamie Fox movie? And why is it Collateral?
I don't hate it. That's a great poll.
I can see how that might not be the answer for most people.
Although I do. I think that might be Tom Cruise's best movie.
I can see that.
And the white shirt with the gray sport coat look. I'll rock that all day.
Okay.
I call that my Collateral look. Ray.
Obviously, that makes a lot of sense. I'm with you on
that. He was phenomenal in that movie.
Yes, you are right. You are right. Tarek Skubal. Tarek Skubal is currently striking out 9.56 batters for every one he walks. Only four qualifying pitchers ever have done better.
That's sick.
Including Curt Schilling, Cliff Lee, Brett Saberhagen, and you might not have guessed this, Phil Hughes. Those are the only ones.
I didn't have Phil Hughes on my radar.
No, absolutely
Shout
not.
Shout out to Brett Saberhagen, though.
Absolutely. Loved
he was
Brett
a dog back in the day.
Yes, yes, yes. And Shohei Ohtani. This one is really cool. Shohei Ohtani has scored 89 runs in 94 games. That puts him in position to potentially score one run per game. Only Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig have done that since 1900. So I don't ever want it to get lost how dominant Shohei is, even at a time where you're like, I'm used to it now. It's still freaking incredible.
Can somebody do the follow-up story on... You guys heard about how Bernie Madoff, when he got to prison, was like pretty much like running the place?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to know what the interpreter's doing right now. Do we think he's the bookie?
Well, I mean, that depends on if you think Shohei was backing him or he really was betrayed. And you think that Shohei was involved, yes?
Come on.
Okay, well, then I could see him running the prison.
See,
you don't think there's... You think there's no chance Shohei did that?
Zero. Zero.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Alec.
Happy Friday, boys. How we doing?
Fantastic.
Great. I'm about to be doing even better than both of y'all.
Why?
Because I get to pick on people.
Okay. Ooh, you know what? Here's a tease.
Cool.
If you like Fred in the middays, you might be able to listen to a lot more of him very soon.
There you go. What a tease.
Sounds like more stress for me. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
That is a great point, Alec. Sorry, bad news for you, Alec. Great news for other people.
That's it.
It's a bad day to be a dump button. That's all I'm hearing. Bad couple weeks is what I'm hearing.
Ross dumps me once a segment, I'm convinced.
Huh.
Wow. What a fascinating ramp-up process that is to revamp the dump thing.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm concerned about what happens at nights now. I hear it, and it still concerns me. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. Going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, and odd things said on this very program. Unfortunately, that is the confines of this segment. Or I would play what I just found out about during crosstalk. Just a reminder, I weigh 168 pounds. So we're going to pick on people that are not here to defend themselves. Kevin, I don't remember if it was you or Corey that talked back to me when Matt Hicks was on yesterday and said, mark this. So I don't I don't know if this is going to please more Corey, who is off, you know, in rehab or something.
He's not fired. He'll be back on Monday. Oh. I am actually going to be gone for a couple weeks in a little bit.
Oh.
I feel like he knew that.
After.
Inpatient.
Just hyping it up. Just hyping it up.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
Matt Hicks said this yesterday to the amusement of either Kevin or Corey. I don't remember which.
How far in are we?
Oh.
One of y'all told me to mark that, and I don't remember who it was.
It might have been Corey.
It probably was.
It's not something you want to think, but it's definitely not something you want to hear.
Great point.
Thank you.
Right, Fred?
100%.
There's no chance he heard that.
Sorry, well, I was checking something on my phone.
Don't worry. I'm used to working with, whether it's in that seat or that seat, I'm used to saying something that huh?
Well, guess what? Fred has made a strong impression on this segment, and he's not even through one full show.
I wish my son would take it, but forgiveness, people. Creeps.
Okay, well, like, let's not pretend that that was an interesting conversation to begin with when you were like, hey, if you can, your girlfriend,
yeah,
then so.
Oh, yeah, no, but that's fair, though.
Well, Kevin, you want to hear that part, too?
Yeah,
we can hear that part.
I do.
I told him, I said, if you can bleep your girlfriend, you can talk to me like a man. And then hung up on me right after that.
Yes, as he should have.
Should he have, though?
Yeah, what's the counterpoint? Did you want him to tell you that he was doing that with his girlfriend?
I already knew that. That was my point. If you can go to her place and do that, you can talk to me man to man and stop mumbling and...
Okay, did you also say that in the conversation? Because that
I had led up to that. Oh, trust me, this conversation ramped up quick.
Okay.
Ramped up quick. As I'm sure, I mean, I'm sure that takes a lot of you by surprise, but...
It, yeah, this is the least surprising thing.
Very much like his mother.
Yeah. Oh. I would like to meet her.
PJ Washington would have a word for that.
Yes. Hey, PJ knows where I'm going from with this.
I would like to meet her. Well, if 100% on that.
If I'm doing simple math, guys, this was a great week for content. I have about 16 other options to pick from.
Okay.
So I'm having a tough time picking. So we're gonna go with Hagee saying this.
I enjoyed it for 20 minutes.
That's impressive.
That feels doubtful.
That's impressive.
That's so demeaning.
That feels doubtful.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Was he talking about math in bed? You're never going to live that down. I will forever associate Kevin Hagelin with math in bed.
Absolutely. Do math in bed.
Well, I feel like this could go hand in hand with those 20 minutes.
Covered, forward, backward, sideways, and every other way. Now, the reason why I don't like that is because that was to hype up our training camp coverage.
I bet it was.
That came from a good place.
I bet it was.
But y'all have corrupted it now.
No, the intent was there, but the execution.
Road to hell's paved with good intentions.
It's a great point.
That is very true.
Well, it doesn't get any more tame. Corey said this.
35% of the time, they're hitting on him.
Where's this at? You know, Obama did say you need more gay friends.
What?
Yeah. True story.
When was that?
This week.
He said that this
week? Obama said this week men need more gay friends. Former president saying that. Hey, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you. You're a former newsman. You get where I'm coming from on that.
Was that just with the idea of so you have a better understanding?
I don't know what the context was. Like, to express your feelings and get a range or perspective that maybe your straight heterosexual friend won't be able to give you.
Interesting.
Something to think about.
Thank you.
It's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Revisiting some of the wild and wacky things said on this program. And no, what you just heard was not a clip that I played. That was live.
That is a great point. This segment gets confusing, I know.
We're going to pick on Corey a little bit more since he's not here to defend himself. It doesn't get any less weird. He said this.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
The car. And that's what they did it in the car. And we saw that too.
Now. Okay.
Peeping Toms, huh?
See, and I want to point something out.
Yeah, I bet you do.
No, I do. Look at that. Never mind.
All right.
So I didn't say anything. So keep this in mind. Some of those cuts are taken out of context.
Oh.
And it makes it feel different.
Yeah.
That
really?
Cut is 100% legit. In context.
Okay.
He was talking about these people getting freaky in the streets and then like going to the car.
Wow.
And like, that's what he meant.
Yeah, and you could see it.
Well, apparently so. Mm. Have you ever seen anybody have sex in a car?
Like,
see
it?
That'll get played next week. Thank you.
I can't say that.
Alec,
I have.
Have you?
I have. Yeah.
Really?
Against my will, but yeah, at a park. I was just trying to go for a run.
Did you run in a circle? So
what
like
do you mean
every
against
time
your will? Like you were forced to look while you were running?
No. So there was the only.
I can't take my eyes off of this as I run around this circle.
There's two parking lots. There's two parking lots. There's one right up by the main entrance, and then there's one off by the street. The only parking available was in the back by the street. There was one single car back there in the very furthest spot underneath a tree. So I drove by to go find a parking spot over there, and the windows were a bit foggy, and the car was shaking. Anyways,
what did you think the single lone car in the corner of the parking lot was doing? You're doing one of two things.
I thought they were smoking. That was my guess.
And I was gonna, and that's where I was gonna go with it. They're either doing something sexual or they're doing something illegal.
Yeah, I thought they were smoking.
Although, can you have sex in a car? Is that illegal? 877-881-1053.
Yeah, I don't know.
My cousin's a cop. Let me find out.
I don't know the rules.
Okay.
Let me find out.
I don't know the rules.
Sounds like you got a fun weekend plan.
Don't vote for this. I just wanted Kevin's point to be made here.
The Eagles are the best.
Okay. Got that out of the way. Kevin has another point to make, actually.
Clearly, Justin Herbert is the greatest quarterback that's ever lived.
Okay.
I very much disagree with that. But like for somebody who never has to deal with the consequences of not winning.
Well, this is actually the complete opposite of Kevin's 20 minutes.
Yeah. Does that feel like the longest 90 seconds in the world?
Wow. Well, look, you can't. It can't be the same every time. Okay,
I respect that. That's a good point. And like, this person said it's only illegal if you get caught.
Boom.
Okay, sure.
It's indecent exposure.
Okay.
It's indecent exposure, and that's coming from a Dallas police officer. So
there you go.
Just saying.
Nice.
All right, Kevin said this.
I got tainted meat from the hypermart. It was actually from the Food Lion.
And we were on last Friday.
Yeah. It was from the Food Lion. So
I'm just glad you said hypermart.
Yeah.
Because we had a hypermart back in my hometown.
Did you really?
There was only like eight of them. Walmart. Remember Walmart had like, it was their
man,
whatever.
Hypermart had some good ideas.
Remember, did y'all have the little the
ball pit? Yes, we did.
Okay. You know why they stopped putting ball pits in hypermarts? Your boy.
You?
Your boy, 100%.
What did you... Never mind.
I don't. No. You want to know? You
no,
wanna
I don't. No, it's not bad. No, it's not bad. In fact, I want to blame my...
Hold on.
My...
It's not your definition of bad or my definition
of bad?
No,
it's not anybody's definition. Okay. I promise you. No, no. I'm okay. The reason why Hypermart took the ball pits out of Hypermarts. You know why?
Tell me.
Because we were jumping around in the ball pits, as one is wont to do in the late 80s, early 90s. And guess what? There was a bolt exposed. Guess what? Little Fred jumping around. Boop, boop, boop. Bam! Smacks the back of his head on this bolt. Blood. Shut it down. Guess
what?
Explains
a lot.
Guess what, grandparents who could have sued for who knows how much?
Did they not?
No! No!
Man, Hypermart would have been named after you.
It would have been Fred Mart, thank you very much. you see H Mart, you would have had Fred Mart.
I can definitely see you running a business called F Mart.
Yeah, I definitely could. Now we're talking. Okay. I would sponsor this segment too.
I got to appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I've got two more that we got to get in. Kevin, I think I just
go ahead and mark that too while you're at it.
No, I run this segment. That's not happening. Kevin, you said this.
If you don't agree to it ahead of time, I'm shooting at you.
I don't know why I love that so much, but I do.
Oh,
I love that.
I know exactly the context. That was the duel when they were like, "You should fire in the air." There's no way if the other person doesn't go, "I'm firing in the air." I'm gonna. Yeah, that sounds bad.
I don't know why I love that so much, but I do. And then Corey, oh, sweet, sweet Corey Majors.
You have a ditty chest.
That's sure. Oh.
Go say that one more time.
You have a ditty chest.
That's sure.
Why were you so reassuring there, Kevin?
Because that's what I do. I support Corey.
Oh, I appreciate that.
By the way.
I should not have.
This is from my cousin, the DPD cop. Mm-hmm. You have to get caught because there has to be a complaint. Otherwise, you can't have a crime without a complaint. So, point being, if Alec would have been like, "Oh my God, my virgin eyes can't take this. Hey, there's people freaky deekying, you know, in this Toyota Tercel here in the corner. Please do something about it." Then that's when there could be trouble. Huh. So, as long as nobody complains about it, you're more than welcome to freaky deeky in your ride.
I'm not a rat.
I know you're not. I didn't say you were. I was using that as an example.
Hey, you gave me radio content.
I know
if
you would.
If anything,
wouldn't.
I'm grateful.
You're welcome.
Well, because this has been the talking point throughout, I will vote for Corey talking about sex in a car.
Oh, man. Where is that? It's right here.
They went to the car. And that's what they did it in the car. And we saw that, too.
Yeah, I'm with that. let's go ahead. Let's go for it.
Double up.
They went to the car. And that's what they did it in the car, and we saw that too.
I want to give it the sweep, but I'm sorry, Kevin. You did great work here.
If you don't agree to it ahead of time, I'm shooting at you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's after the math in bed.
Yeah, that's what gets me going.
Kevin's weekend plans.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. I'm pretty sure my wife's in the car right now.
Sorry,
Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas of the G-Bag Nation. They'll be live at Globe Life Field. We'll talk with them next right here on The Fan.
The 1-0 is hit high and deep into center field. Mullins going back, still going back, looking up. It's gone. Just over the wall between the 407 marker and 410 marker. Home run number 11 for Corey Seager.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan, and we take you out to Globe Life Field, courtesy of D&M Leasing, for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is he today?
Amazing, Heggy. Happy Friday. How the heck are you?
I am doing great, and I was curious, especially since y'all are out here, they're playing the best team in baseball thus far to start the second half off. FanGraphs has the Rangers as only a 17% chance of making the playoffs. What is y'all's thought right now? Do the Rangers make the playoffs?
You know, I'm going to go with yes. Mm. I think they're significantly better. And, you know, no disrespect to FanGraphs, but I think what we saw over the last week, what we've seen over the last month, what we've seen since June 1st, it's all heading in a great direction. Corey Seager's finally back to being himself. And, you know, you have this pitching staff in a pretty good bullpen, even though you don't have a closer. So, you know, I do have a lot of respect for the way that numbers looks at stuff and can sort of, you know, tell the future on things. But I just think the Rangers have been massively underperforming, and now we have a lot of evidence that they're turning it around. I think this is a top 10 offense and a top 5 pitching staff here for the final 65 games.
Ooh. I'm with you. I'm going to go. I think they can catch Seattle and Tampa. I think Tampa will end up fading. I think Seattle usually kind of has this in their history where they will find a way to stub their toe. I also do think Houston's going to have a little bit of a comeback down to earth at some point, but I'm still going to go with the Astros to win the division. But I think I would pick the Rangers right now to sneak in as the final wild card in the AL.
In an effort to not make the G-Bag Nation give them the kiss of death, and just knowing how they perform when I talk S about them a little bit more this year, I'm gonna be the odd man out. I'm going to say they can't get it done. Prove me wrong.
Boys. But with a wink and a nod.
That's right. Maybe a little fist bump. Maybe a little attaboy butt slap. Go get him.
Here's my question for you guys. Is the closer that's going to help get this thing across the finish line, because we're all in agreement here, even though Chief Chiafalo is doing his thing. We all agree we're going to get to the playoffs. Is the closer on this roster now, or is CY going to go make a move?
CY is going to be aggressive. He'll make a move. They freed up a little bit of money with this Dane Dunning deal, $900,000. It's not a lot. But I think there could be a move to be made here to try and add somebody to help this thing.
I don't think a good closer's on this team, Fred. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull it off because, you know, really what they got to do is they got to pay somebody to take Tyler Mahle's contract off their hands. And that's probably, I don't know, what is that, a top 20 prospect, a top 30 prospect, something like that. And I think that's what you do. I think you find a team that's well under the apron and you say, hey, take this salary. Now you're freeing up. What, $5 or $6 million of payroll for the rest of the summer? And for that kind of cash, I think you could. But, you know, if you're dealing in the $1 to $2 million land, then you might be able to get a depth arm that can take a little bit of pressure off your bullpen. But I don't think you're getting a difference maker.
What do you fine fellas got coming up on the program today?
Oh, man, Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. It's a big baseball Friday as we're getting back in the swing of things here. The Rangers executive chef is actually going to join us in less than an hour to talk about the amazing food items here at the ballpark over this 9-game homestand and the rest of the season. Plus, Eric Nadel joins us at 5:20, and, of course, we'll be doing What You Drink and What You Think.
Well, there you go. Go see the G-Bag Nation at Globe Life Field. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Fred, thank you very much for jumping in. We will hear you again on this show very, very soon. But Corey, in the meantime, we'll be back on Monday. We'll head out to Oxnard. And you can hear us 10 to 2 right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.